There's been an outpouring of public grief today at the death of the disability activist Stella Young. The comedian, speaker and writer died suddenly and unexpectedly at the weekend. The trademark of her advocacy was wit and irreverence, which were at times as shocking as they were funny.
Stella Young was known as someone who was fierce and funny, a passionate disability activist and rising star of the national and international comedy circuit. One of her great dislikes was being called an inspiration, something she often spoke out about and satirised.
I noticed that a lot of you in the audience this evening are, in fact, 5'7" and ambulant, or thereabouts, and I just want to say that I'm okay with that. I'm completely comfortable with normal people. I'm not racist against normal people at all. In fact, some of my best friends are normal. In fact, I know I'm supposed to be kind of being funny, but I just want to be serious for a moment and tell you that I think you people are just amazing. You are just so brave. I can't help but smile to myself when I see you on your outings. I don't know how you do it in your condition, but it's amazing what you people can achieve with a positive attitude. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yes, you're an inspiration.
Fellow writer, comedian and friend Ben Pobgy says Stella Young did become an inspiration, but not because of her disability.
She often railed against being used as what she would call inspiration porn, and she objected to the idea that disabled people should be seen as inspiring just for living a normal life. She was right that it shouldn't be inspirational for people with disability just to live normal lives, but I think she lived an extraordinary life because she was an extraordinary woman.
Ben Pobgy says his first introduction to Stella was not in ideal circumstances, but the fact that their friendship still blossomed was indicative of her kindness and generosity of spirit.
I first encountered her when she criticised a tweet I had made, and I, not knowing who she was, got rather angry about that. And fortunately, she was not the type to hold a grudge.
He says her humour could be confronting for some, but she always won people over.
People would often, they'd start off feeling like this was going to be uncomfortable, and as it turned out, she was so fearless and so good-humoured about it all that people were won over.
One of Stella Young's legacies was her promotion of the social model of disability, which says that people are disabled more by the society they live in than their bodies or their diagnoses. Something she talked about often, but was perhaps best summed up in her now famous TED Talk, which has been viewed online by more than 1 million people.
And that quote, "The only disability in life is a bad attitude," the reason that that's bullshit is because it's just not true. Because of the social model of disability, you know, no amount of smiling at a flight of stairs has ever made it turn into a rap. Never.
Among her achievements, Stella Young edited Ramp Up, the ABC's online disability portal, before it was closed due to lack of funding.
Rachel Carbonell.